This week on Alaska Public Media, we'll be looking at the foster care system, both some of the current problems and some of the solutions. For the first part of the series, Fostering Our Future, Urban Affairs reporter Ann Hillman spoke with officials at the Office of Children's Services about the current status of foster care in Alaska.
Nearly 3,000 children are in out-of-home care in Alaska, an all-time high, and as a result, caseworkers are overburdened and can't give foster kids or foster families the attention they need.
If you give a worker twice as many cases as is reasonably able to be done, the entire system is going to suffer.
That's Travis Erickson, the operations manager for OCS. He's been with the agency for 17 years and says the problem isn't new.
No, I could have given the same speech 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and 15 years ago. The only thing that's different, really, is that I think we're doing a better job at keeping children safe, and the system is being taxed harder than it has been probably ever.
Erickson says multiple factors are driving up the numbers statewide. One is OCS is screening more reports of abuse to see if the government needs to intervene sooner. They're trying to reduce rates of repeat maltreatment. He says substance abuse is the number one reason kids end up in foster care.
But it's really not clear how much the heroin growth and these designer drugs are really affecting the numbers. But we're concerned about it right now.
He says heroin could be adding to the numbers or could just be taking the place of other drugs. They'll have new data analysis tools available in a few months to make that determination. The end result is the court system is determining that more kids should be placed in out-of-home care. And with incoming case numbers increasing, it's harder for caseworkers to look after the kids who are already in foster care and see if they can safely be reunited with their parents or sent to another long-term family. They just don't have the time, so the kids just stay in the system longer.
If you were to go and interview any one of our workers and say, hey, you know, are you keeping up on your workload? You'd probably get some gasping, some bewildered looks, and then say something along the lines of, no, I'm not keeping up. I'm trying my best, but no, I'm not able to keep up.
OCS Director Christy Lawton says they're seeing similar problems in both rural and urban Alaska. In rural areas, especially western Alaska, it's exacerbated by smaller offices and an inability to recruit local people in small communities to work with an agency that's often mistrusted. Lawton says they end up hiring people from outside of Alaska who don't stay long enough to really build trust with the communities.
Yeah, they're typically not staying there long enough to form that kind of relationship, to be honest with you, and that then really decreases our ability to have the most successful interventions and to work with the community in a way that, you know, is going to produce better results all around. So it's unfortunately a pretty vicious cycle that we've been really stuck with finding real solutions that work.
Erickson says ultimately the solution is preventing child neglect and abuse instead of just reacting to it. In his view, that's not solely the job of government. It's up to the whole community.
I would really like us to kind of wake up as a state and say we've got to do something different. And that's going to take some radical thinking.
In the next part of the series, we'll explore ways that community members in rural and urban Alaska are trying to do just that. And we'll look at ways people are trying to improve the outcomes for kids who are already in foster care. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.